He returned. Greg Jennings banged his knee, returned after the one play. B.J. Rossi had a shoulder injury. He returned. Johnny Jolly had a back bruise, and he also returned. So those are the injuries. With that, I'll take your questions. I feel like we won a football game versus a division opponent, our arch rival. It's a great game to be a part of. We really enjoyed coming down here and playing. I know they have a conference to play against us, so I thought it was two physical football teams battling out today. We didn't come down here anticipating, you know, a blowout. That's for sure. So we got off to a great start. I can't say enough about our defense. I thought the game started with our defense, and I thought it ended with our defense. They're playing at an extremely high level, and they're a huge part of our success today. I agree. I think we definitely left some points on the field there in the first half when your defense is playing that well, and you know your special teams is doing a very good job in the coverage unit. We had favorable, field position, particularly there in the first half, and you know only to have 13 points. Yeah, I felt we left points on the board offensively and obviously with the missed field goal. I thought the run game was very good. It was, once again, I thought we were able to play a run and pass game against the Bears. They were heavy leaning towards the run as far as the way they were playing us, so we went to, different format as far as running the football. But, I was pleased with our overall play. The third down productivity, which has been a strength of ours, we did not play to our level today. We had favorable down and distances on third down that we did not convert, but I felt that the mix of the run and pass and normal D&D kept us in good field position and good down on distance.
I see Ryan break one. It's been a while. I remember 07, a lot of those
guys. Yeah, it was great to see Ryan get on the second level and finish the run. You can't start the game any better than that. He's a tough, hard-nosed runner. He's very consistent. He's over 1,000 yards for a reason. And, it's good to get Almon in there, too. I thought Almon gave us a good punch with his opportunities, and definitely Brandon's an excellent compliment. So we feel like we have a good mix there. We feel like we have a lot more continuity on offense than we did have earlier in the season. But, definitely the red zone and the third down was not what it needed to be today. Well, it's fun when you're exactly right with the play calls, whether you're calling them on offense and defense. And Dom was very aggressive throughout the day. You could see that all the way up until the last play. So we were able to hit the corner blitz, and Nick can't play any better, and the quarterback forces the throw. So our defense is in rhythm. Their play tempo, their play speed, and Dom's keeping his foot on the gas. There's a confidence. There's a trust there. And that's that once again. I think this game started and ended with our defense. I'm very pleased with the way we're playing on defense.
Mike, you're now 4-2 in the division, 7-3. Do you feel a little bit better about your postseason chance?
Well, there's only one goal here. That's never going to change. But we're focusing on getting to 10 wins. We fully expect to play in the playoffs. We talked about it as a football team. I told them really don't even get involved in it until we get 10 wins because you're really wasting your time. The playoff pitchers changes so much week to week, it's really nonsense for us even to talk about it. So that's our approach. We're working on winning football games, being aggressive with our plans. Our players are executing it. I like the balance in our step. We're confident. We're relatively, healthy coming out of this game. So we're going to get the first victory Monday of the year, so they're excited about that. And we need to get ready to go to Pittsburgh. It's going to be another tough football game. Oh, absolutely. I'm the turnovers right now. We have 5 turnovers in 2 games. I'm not particularly happy about that with the offense, and we need to rectify that. So we don't turn the ball over. We've been number one in the league in giveaways all year. In the last 2 games, we're not playing to that standard. So we want to play a certain way. We've established the way we want to play as a football team, and we take care of the football and we take it away. And we need to start taking care of the football. Last 2 weeks, we have not.
What's Mason doing?
You know, Mason, I hadn't had a chance to talk to him after the miss. You know, just like last week, you know, I looked at the snap, the hold, and the kick. But Mason needs to kick the ball through the uprights. You know, and the snapper needs to put it where it needs to be snapped, and the holder needs to put it where it needs to be held. It's no different in offense. We need to put the ball in the end zone when we're down there. So point production was, if you're looking for your negative story, yeah, we did not put enough points on the board. But we won a football game, a division tough arch rival game in Chicago. We feel good about that as a team. A lot of positives for our football team that we picked up for one another. But today we did not score the number of points that we had the opportunity to.
Is that worrisome
though, Mike, when Mason hasn't missed 3 games in a row? I don't. You know, worry is, you know, like I say, what's the saying? Worrying is like praying for the wrong thing to happen. I'm not worried. I have confidence in Mason. I believe in Mason. I believe in our football team. So we did not, once again, Mason, the offense, we had more opportunities to score points today, and we didn't get that done.
Did you sense any let up, Mike,
if you were up 13, nothing to really dominate? They came back with the two touchdowns, no behind. Was there, did you sense that at all? No. I mean, I don't know if you guys can feel it from where you're sitting at. I mean, that's a football game being played against an arch rival. There was a lot of energy on the sidelines. You know, I think it's definitely a game of momentum. You know, they made the big play, you know, with the turnover on our first drive. So it's nice when you're dominating your opponent, and it's important to make sure you take advantage of those opportunities, because, you know, that momentum's going to – there's going to be opportunities going to swing back at you, and you have to keep stepping up and swinging back the other way, and our guys did for four quarters. Oh, no, this is special. Trust me, I know what my division record is, 17-7, 4-4 versus Bears. You know, I'm definitely in tune with where we are, you know, in our program. So this is an important game. You know, it's an important game for each organization. It's a very important game for the cities. I mean, they're right, you know, there's a lot of people that you know, put a lot into this game. It's a very, very important, you know, game for our fans, and I'm sure they're excited. So we feel very good about the victory today. Oh, huge. I mean, I thought that, you know, the takeaways has been a staple of our victories each week. You know, we're doing an excellent job of taking that football away, and that's, you know, it's a product of, you know, of our players, and it's a product of our training. And, you know, it's important to do the other part of it too. You got to take care of the football. But, you know, I'm very pleased with the way we're playing on defense. Yes, I mean, penalties. You know, it's you look at them. You know, the pre-snap penalties. Not to be a broken record, there's no excuse for that. I know we had one there on the punt. You know, you can't do that. There's no excuse for pre-snap penalties. And then you look at the combative penalties, and you evaluate them, and you keep coaching your players on. But, you know, I don't know what the numbers were, but yeah, I thought we did a good job in that area today.